Guernsey Election 2012 Update with Kevin Stewart.
It's Easter Monday, and it feels like it's the home straight for Election Day. This Thursday, there is the drop-in surgery at the church schools in Grand Maison Road. That's from 5 till 8. It is quite difficult to get round to every house and find you in, so it's a good opportunity to make sure you meet all the candidates. Alternatively, give me a ring and I'll arrange a time to drop in. You can find all of my contact details at the website kevinstewart.gg. On Good Friday, I booed an interview with Joe Broughton. He's an 18-year-old voter from the grammar school. And here is the second part of that interview. I started by asking Joe what he felt were the two key drivers for his vote.
It would once again be education, but more importantly, well, it's actually three really, housing and unemployment. I would put housing and education at the top because, firstly, if we're not educated properly, how are we to go on to great things? But secondly, if that is sorted out and we are educated properly, but then, housing is exceptionally expensive, all they're doing is pushing this skilled workforce away off the island. And all that's doing is, cutting your nose off to spite your face because you've paid money to have them trained and then you're sending them away.
We've seen 20 jobs lost in Rothschilds here. We've seen the closure of foregoing closure of Allied Irish Bank in Jersey. A lot of talk of information communication technologies, maybe encouraging that to the island. Do you think a lot of young people have the right skill sets to go forward?
I think it varies, really. I think some people at, 16, 18 are more skilled than others. And once again, sadly, that is dependent on the standard of education, on the standard of teaching, I feel. I myself, I'm not particularly gifted in IT. And that's because, we weren't really taught a great amount of IT lower down the school. And if you can't get it right, sort of as I said once again, when you're younger, it's not going to be any good when you're older, is it really?
Well, you are fairly clued up on the elections and you're actually helping out on election night. What are you doing?
On election night, which is the 18th of April, I'm going to be at St Stephen's Church manning one of the polling stations from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening. And I'm hoping that perhaps once again that sort of demonstrates not only my interest but my genuine involvement in politics, because as I said to you earlier, it's this idea that, as Jack Hannibal said, there's this idea that we're not interested, and I think that actually we are. And I think it's important for young people, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, to get their views out there and to become involved, because at the end of the day, what happens today shapes tomorrow.
First-time voter Joe Broughton from the Grammar School. I think he hit on an important point that it's no good spending all the money on education and getting it right without having affordable housing for first-time buyers and retaining them on the island. That's why the next states need to get out of the silo mentality that they're in and truly work and cooperate across the committees. Well, that's it for now. I'm back out in this rubbish Easter weather on my Pushang. Or maybe if it really does chuck it down today, I will be for the first time out in my car. Speak soon.
Common sense and no nonsense. Vote for Kevin Stewart.